The adoption of two new documents incorporating the peace agreement occurred Monday at a joint meeting between the Sudanese Sovereign Council and cabinet members who are carrying out the work of the legislature during the transitional period. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum today, Muhammad Saleh, a member of the technical committee tasked with reconciling the peace deal and the constitution, says they completed their work within 9 days instead of the time frame of 10 days provided by the Juba peace agreement. Saleh says, now that the transitional government has adopted the peace agreement and the amended constitution, announcements regarding those changes should be made to the executive body within the coming days.
3 additional members will be added to the Sovereign Council within 7 days from the day of the direct incorporation of the peace agreement into constitutional document. So by 20 of October, if things goes according to the matrix of implementation, the Sovereign Council should be announced to the Sudanese people. In addition to that, also the executive authority should be adapted to accommodate that the signatories to the agreement should have a share of 25%.
The Sudanese government signed a peace deal with the 9 rebel groups earlier this month in Juba, ending years of conflict in eastern Sudan, Blue Nile, and Sudan's western region of Darfur. Saleh says the new constitution will be in place for 39 months beginning on October 3rd. It will replace the current 18 states and establish up to 8 regions to be governed by governors instead of rulers or walis. Saleh says within the next 50 days, the government should form a national legislative assembly, which, he says, will relieve the burden of work on both councils.
According to the matrix of implementation, we should have the new national parliament. So, and in this, the share of the signatories to the peace agreement will have 75 members or a percentage of 25. If the total number remained 300, then we will have 75 members. If the number increased, then we will have a constant share, which is equivalent to 25%.
Saleh says the new constitution will allow members of the Sudanese Revolutionary Front to hold national positions once they run in national elections.
This will increase the domain of participation of the people representing vast majority of the Sudanese people, especially from the margins and the regions. Add to that also, we have the exception doesn't include the governors. This exception only for the members in the Sovereign Council and members in the Council of Ministers.
Under the deal, Sudan's government is expected to issue a general amnesty for all leaders who are signatories to the peace agreement so that they can help in implement the deal.
Now, according to the matrix of implementation, 13 provisions should be taken. Like the general amnesty should be issued by the head of the state, of the Sovereign Council. He should issue the general amnesty to allow all the leaders of the signatories to the agreement to come to Khartoum. According to the program, provisional program now, all the leaders of the Sudanese Revolutionary Front and the other components of the signatory parties should come to Khartoum by the 3rd of November.
Saleh called on all the Sudanese people to embrace the agreement and support the new government. He also called on holdout groups to engage in negotiations with the government so that Sudan can achieve lasting peace. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.